every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey. And for those of you who are interested in college football, we have a big weekend coming up. It's finally here, and it starts out with a big bang. We have number one, Texas, against number three, Ohio State, two teams that are predicted to make a national championship run. But what an opening game in Columbus. And there is another significant national game on. Number nine LSU takes on number four Clemson. So it looks like a terrific start to the big, big game on Saturday.
Yeah, a little bit of civil war in my family because my niece just started at University of Utah, and I have a lot of UCLA alums in my family as well. So there's going to be some hard times at the old Gary Estate this weekend.
Well, I think it's good. Utah has got a terrific program. You know, they are a force. They were a force in the old Pac-12, and it seems as if the old Pac-12, now the new Pac-12, has got a new arrangement. CW Network has teamed up with CBS, and they are going to have a national product, a noteworthy long-term arrangement starting in 2026, and the new alignment will be Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Gonzaga, Oregon State, San Diego State, Texas State, Utah State, and the Cougars from Washington
Your
State.
Your own Washington State Cougars. Congratulations.
So it doesn't quite look the same, but I'm really happy that they were able to come to terms. I hope it works well, and that contract runs through 2030-31. So there's some stability to it, and I think that's a good sign.
Finally, let's talk about briefly before we hit this first break. Commissioner Rob Manfred has stated that the MLB expansion is imminent by 2030. Certain cities being talked about are Charlotte, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Portland, Oregon, San Antonio, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Montreal, Quebec, and Mexico City. Your thoughts?
I know that Dave Stewart, a former teammate of mine, has been involved with the Nashville expansion. So I kind of think that based on a little bit of what I know, Nashville might be one of those top spots. But certainly all those places are worthy. And I wish them all good luck. It's something that's bound to happen. And, of course, with all the manipulation that's going on in Major League Baseball today, it's not surprising. Yeah. All right, we're going to be right back with more of We'll See About That with our special guest, Paul Holden, right after this.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation,
Give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we're back with We'll See About That, and our special guest, Paul Olden, will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. Our guest today is a guy that I met probably, in the neighborhood of 50 years ago, raised in Southern California, has had a brilliant broadcasting career, was a play-by announcer for several Major League Baseball teams, the Devil Rays, the Angels, the Indians, the Phillies, spent time working in the NFL with a radio play-by-play voice of teams like the Philadelphia Eagles, the Rams, and the Jets, and even did a little NBA work with the New York Nets. And he is currently the, the voice of the New York Yankees, the public address announcer, Paul Olden. Paul, welcome to the show. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for padding my bio.
Well, it seems as if you've
not even better than what it really is.
You've earned it. 17 years. My, how time flies. You must have a fan base in New York by now, wouldn't you think?
Well, it's under the radar since I'm not on camera. A few people know who I am, and recently I got some publicity because I missed my first game after 1300.
Wow.
To come back to Southern California for my grandnephew's wedding. So amazingly enough, that was a big deal to a lot of the media organizations around here, and I got some publicity for that. So a few more people know who I am, but I'm pretty much under the radar for the most part in New York, which is fine by me.
Well, I understand, and that's a pretty good reason to miss a game, I would say, for sure. One thing I also was going to mention a little bit later, you know, when you were working for Westwood One Radio, you covered 17 Super Bowls. Wow. That's awesome.
Well, I was a PA announcer for 12, for 12 in a row, from 1994 to 2004. And that was quite an experience because that was at a time when they hadn't had a regular, the same PA announcer for each Super Bowl. They were using whoever was in that particular city where the game was.
I see.
But they decided in 1994, just prior to have one guy just travel to each one. And I was broadcasting the Jets games at that time. And our media relations director came to me and said, oh, by the way, the NFL is looking for a PA guy for the Super Bowl. Are you interested? And I said, sure. And that was it. That's how I got hired. I wish more jobs came that easily.
Well, for sure. You know, you took over for one of the real – not you were in line after the fact, but in the line of public address announcers, Bob Shepard goes back to my era of baseball. And what an incredible icon he turned out to be for the Yankees. I remember his voice. I could hardly wait to get to Yankee Stadium so I could be introduced by Bob Shepard. And it came in the 1977 All-Star Game was the first time I stepped a foot in the Yankee Stadium, and of course the three Worlds after that, World Series after that. But yeah. What a special thing to be involved with. Did you have an opportunity to have a relationship with Bob at all?
Oh yeah. I broadcast the Yankees games on TV here in the 90s, so I. Had a regular audience with Bob at his special table in the media restaurant.
Understood.
Where we all sat around and traded stories and listened to his stories. So I knew Bob very well, and I think that was a factor in me getting the job because everybody knew who I was from that first stint with the Yankees in the 90s on TV in the organization and the news media in New York. They all knew who I was and knew what I was going to bring to the table, so to speak.
Number 10.
So that that helped quite a bit. And the relationship with Bob and his wife, Mary, continued even after I got the job. I'd call him once a month just to chat. And then after he passed, I still did that with his wife, Mary, until she passed last year. So it was a very strong relationship with them. And I'm certainly glad I got his blessing for the work that I was doing after he left the job. In 1990. See, he left the job in 2007.
Wow.
They had a substitute, a bunch of substitute PA announcers in 2008. Then I got hired in 2009 when they moved into the new stadium. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, they won the world championship my first year. and it wasn't until last year that we got back to the World Series for the first time. So it was kind of a drought, but I'll take it. I have a World Series ring. To go along with my Pacific Coast League ring that I got in 86 when Larry Bo was managing the Las Vegas Stars.
All right. Well, that's a nice story that you've got with Bob Shepard and his wife. I'm glad you had an opportunity to do that. That's something real special.
Paul, much to Ron's chagrin, I am a diehard Yankees fan. I love the Yankees. And when you were calling them on TV in the 90s is when I really became enamored with the team because they were just so classy, so good, class organization. What was it like calling those games during the heydays of the Yankees in the 90s?
Well, it was fun because I had the free TV package, which was 50 games on WPIX TV here in New York, WPIX PIX 11. Historic station even to this day, although there's no free TV for Yankees baseball anymore in New York. The Mets are still have a package of games on Channel 11, but not the Yankees. And I work with Phil Rizzuto and Bobby Mercer, and it was just a lot of fun just to be around those guys and do the Yankees games. That was right when they were starting to make the transition from also-rans to, Jeter came along in mid-90s and the rest of the crew, the core four, plus Bernie Williams. And that's when they were first started to build that dynasty that took over baseball for so much of the late 90s and into the 2000s.
Yeah, Joe Torre was a big part of that.
Well, Joe has a special place in my heart. You know, he was broadcasting Angels games out there in Southern California for a few seasons. He and Reggie Jackson were the Angels broadcasting crew. But when the Cardinals hired him at the All-Star break to manage, they needed someone to take over the rest of his TV chores. So they hired me to work with Reggie Jackson and do Angels games. So whenever I see Joe, I always say, thanks. I was able to buy my first house thanks to you getting the Cardinals TV job.
How was it sharing that camera with Reggie? I mean, he probably blocked you out a lot, didn't he?
Well, we had some moments. Reggie had a habit of being on his best behavior when he had female companions sitting in and watching in the booth. But when he had his buddies his guy friends, he liked to show off to them. And that's where we kind of had some friction, so to speak, in the booth from time to time when that happened.
Yeah, Reggie likes to stand in front of the camera a lot, that's for sure. Yeah.
But the funny thing about Reggie, he is the only guy that I know who can recite the Lasorda tape word for word from memory. I don't know why he memorized it, but whenever I see him, he goes into the diatribe that Tommy and I had together years ago. So I guess he was a big fan and got a big kick out of that if they memorized the thing.
When he was broadcasting in the booth, was he wearing his Superstar t-shirt?
Oh, no. He was dressed to the nines. You know, we tried to look good on camera and represent. That was not a bone of contention.
Well, Reggie's always been a personality. I remember when I was probably 20 years old living in Arizona, and we used to have a lot of guys work out over at ASU. And Reggie at one point said he had a proposition for me and wanted to sell me some land in Arizona. And it's not something I took him up on at the moment. I didn't have the money to do it either. But Reggie and I go back a long ways. We got a lot of history there. So all of a sudden, fair game there. But anyway, we're going to be right back with Paul Olden, the voice of the New York Yankees, right after this message. Stay tuned.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we're back with We'll See About That with Paul Olden. And Paul, you've got such a vast background here. You know, you've done so many things. You've done football, you've done baseball professionally, the professional sports. Which one comes first? Baseball, football?
Yeah, it's always baseball. I wanted to be a baseball announcer when I was 15 years old because I couldn't play very well. Any of the sports. So I wrote a few letters to some of the top sportscasters, including Dick Emberg, who was doing the Rams and the Angels at the time. And a couple of them wrote back, including Dick, and said, just go out and buy a tape recorder and practice play-by-play in front of the TV or go to a Little League game. In my case, I went over to USC at Old Boulevard Field when Rod Dado was still coach and practiced play-by-play. Sitting in the stands there, not knowing the SC players or the other players. I have my scorebook and I had them, I had the Dodgers and Angels playing. So I know all the names. So that's always been the priority, baseball.
Well, you mentioned Boulevard Field. I played there one game, back in 1968. My Washington State team came down and played USC, and we played the Trojans. We lost 4-3 in 13 innings, and a guy hit a little pop fly over that 250-foot sign right down the right field line, and that was the end of the game. But they had they've always had a terrific history. Rod was a terrific guy to hook onto. He ends up being a Dodger as well, so that relationship went pretty well. But I want to talk a little bit about your time in New York. You've been a part of basically the, without question, the number one team in baseball history and tradition-wise. 26, 27 national world championships. 27. And they dwarf pretty much everybody else. I think the Cardinals are the next, and then I think the Dodgers are down the line a little bit. But how has it been? I mean, has it been, they've got an unbelievable fan base. You've got $1 billion television contract. I don't know exactly the number on the radio contract, but all they do is reload and put a product on the field. How are the Yankee fans handling this situation right here? And especially last year when they imploded in that last game against the Dodgers and ended up losing the World Series.
Well, we were just happy to get back to the World Series for the first time since 2009 last year. So that kind of softened the blow, so to speak, of the what everybody kind of perceives as a drought of world championships.
Right.
And it is. It's been a long time since we hoisted the flag, again, 2009. And so, the frustration builds and the local radio talk show hosts and now on television, the YouTube hosts are getting on the team and saying the usual trope, fire the manager, get better farm system or develop better hitters and that sort of thing. Or this guy should be benched or that guy should be benched. A typical reaction when the team is not playing up to a level where everybody believes, including the management of the team, it should be. We're in a stretch now. We're playing a lot of teams that they should beat. But starting next week, they go to Houston, and then come back home against Toronto, and then have Detroit. So the first couple of weeks of September are going to probably tell the story as to whether they make the playoffs. And if they do, which they should, because the final 2 weeks of the season are against a lot of soft teams that they should beat, once you get into the playoffs, then all bets are off. Although the goal is to win the division so you don't have to play the first few days of the postseason and you can get your rotation in order. But I don't think that's going to happen. Toronto looks as though they're going to be strong enough to win the division.
Yeah, I do believe Toronto has finally answered the bell. There's been many years in the past where they've had a strong first half and they kind of dwindle in the second half, and they've always had the talent. They just haven't been able to sustain it. It looks like this time around they're in pretty good shape. They got a nice lead right now, and You know, you were talking about the drought. You know, when you have these major franchises like the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Cardinals, you know, the fans get a little antsy. You know, the Dodgers went 30 years in a drought, and yeah. You know, they weren't making the playoffs, and you know, there wasn't much history and tradition going on during those 30 years. You know. And finally, they've recovered, and now they are, you know, should be considered to be one of the top five teams in baseball. And I think their goal, much like was ours when we were playing, we're shooting for the World Series, and it's going to be disappointing if we don't get there. And I believe that the Yankees probably have that same mindset.
Well, getting to the World Series or bust always is the mantra every spring training, and that's what we believe around here. And it's hard to watch other teams have repeated success like the San Francisco Giants. You know, they were winning a world championship every other year a few years ago. And then the Bruce Bochy retires, comes out of retirement, and then goes to the Texas Rangers. And what happens? They win a World Series. So, and then we're on the outside looking in as Boston has won some World Series repeatedly. So it's frustrating. It's not as bad as in St. Louis. I was watching a story a few minutes ago about how attendance has fallen off in a major way at the new Busch Stadium. They had less than 20,000 for the first time in the history of that stadium the other day. Wow. So it hasn't gotten that bad around here because we draw a lot of tourists to Yankee Stadium. And you can tell by when I open my microphone and say, good evening and welcome to Yankee Stadium, the crowd reaction when I say that sometimes is kind of muted because they're not necessarily Yankee fans in the stadium. And on certain nights when the Yankee fans, so to speak, are in the ballpark, you can tell the difference when I say, good evening and welcome to Yankee Stadium, and the crowd goes nuts. But there are other nights where you can tell, oh, this is a tourist crowd. But as long as they come out to the ballpark and spend money, that's what we're happy about, too.
No question about it. You know, you mentioned the Giants. You know, they were the team of the decade, I believe, from 2010 to 2020. You know, they won three world championships, and actually they were the first three that they'd won since they came west in 1958. So big breakthrough for them. And, you know, they got off to a pretty good start this year. You know, they held their own through the first half, and now it seems like they're kind of fading away. You know, this pennant race in the West, you know, San Diego keeps, you know, kind of fumbling the ball. You know, they made their way back in, but they just can't seem to sustain it. We're going to see these last 30 games or so are going to be pretty interesting.
Well, I was watching the Dodgers the other night, and Clayton Kershaw has had quite a resurgence, hasn't he?
He has.
And you're getting other starters in that rotation back, and Ohtani went, what, five innings last night? And so I think some position players are coming back from injury. So that Kike Hernandez was on the shelf for quite a while and has come back and contributed right away. So I think the Dodgers in September are going to spend the month kind of fine-tuning and getting healthy. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them back in the World Series again.
Well, they've already made their statement. They said, we've got to get there. And, you know, that is more along the lines of, you know, what I grew up with. You know, our goal when I used to listen to people in spring training, you know, they'd say, well, you know, we're going to, you know, try to get off to a good start. And, you know, we want to play consistently better from that point on. And then when we get to September, we're going to, you know, put it into overdrive.
Yeah.
And I used to kind of laugh like I'm laughing now. I said, in theory, that probably is okay. But in reality, it's probably going to fall short. You need to come out with both barrels firing, and you need to consistently play and hope that when you get to September that you've left everybody else behind. And you can't.
Well, even sometimes that doesn't work. Remember Seattle won 116 games a few years ago and didn't go very far in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Every team is going to have ups and downs during the season over 162 games. You just don't want to look too bad for too long a stretch when those inevitable bad spots, spurts happen to your team during the season.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's in the same boat. You know, over the course of 162 games, you're going to hit your spots. You know, at the end of the year, you're going to look at every team in baseball and you're going to say, what was their longest losing streak? And everybody's going to have a stretch where they lost five or six games in a row. And it's just the nature of the metrics. That's the way it plays out. And and injuries are part of the game. And you know, when people start complaining about injuries, everybody's got a different story to tell. Everybody's got probably a worse story to tell than you do. You know, so you got to have your guys when those opportunities come around, step in and do a good job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where building up a strong farm system comes. And having guys with good attitudes, because I think in spring training, the message should be, because some teams have already used, I think one team in particular, I forgot which one, is approaching the major league record for most players used in one season. Uh-oh. And that's over 40 or 50 or something like that. Yeah. So you tell your guys, you know, you're going to be down here at AAA and or some of the guys at AA, but you're going to get your chance eventually because guys get hurt, guys underperform. And you're going to have to kind of stay on top of your game because you might be involved in trade talks come the trade deadline. And if you've got a bad attitude about being sent down, that's going to be reflected in the reports that go out. So eventually so many guys going to get their chances no matter what during the course of a long season.
Yeah, it's a grin and bear it sometimes. You know, sometimes I see these young kids who get sent down and then get brought back up, and it's like a yo-yo back and forth. It's not good for their state of mind. We're going to be right back with Paul Olden right after this break.
Kohl's Labor Day sale is here. Sure, it's hard to admit summer's ending, but with $10 off $25 spent at Kohl's, you can stop living in denial and start living in cute cardigans. Yep, we're back to wearing layers. So welcome fall with savings on jeans, tees, candles, and comfy bedding. And earn Kohl's cash all weekend. Trust me, your future cozy self will thank you. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends September 1st. See store or kohls.com for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, champion, and MVP, Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and this week in Dodger history, 1975, the Dodgers beat the Mets 7-0 and 5-2 on back-to-back days. The winning pitchers were Andy Messerschmidt, who pitched a five-hit shutout for his 15th win of the season, and Doug Rao picked up his 12th victory. The Penguin, Mr. Ron Say himself, had back-to-back two home run games, leading the way with four hits and all four home runs and six at-bats, with five runs scored, six RBIs, and two walks.
That was a good weekend. It was the only time that I did that, but yeah, that was a very special time. Four home runs and six at-bats. My other one where I hit three in a row over a two-game period. Yeah, very special moments. All right, we're back with Paul Olden. Paul, I wanted to ask you about the umpires and the new technology that's going on. What do you think about all that?
Well, I'm looking forward to the new technology being installed next year, where the batter or the catcher or the pitcher can ask for a video, quick video. Well, actually, it's not video. It's a simulated review of the strike zone of the previous pitch. They tried that in spring training this year. They broke it in. It's been in the minor leagues for the last few years. And you kind of it, and it happens quickly. It's not going to delay the game. It's not going to slow the game down because it happens so fast. It's like in tennis, where you challenge a line call, and the technology shows the animation of the ball on the line or not on the line. Well, that's the same thing that's going to happen in baseball, hopefully next season, because you watch games, and I'm sure Ron, you feel the same way as I do. There's so many missed calls now. That players, and it affects the approach of the batter and the pitcher. When an umpire obviously misses strikes or balls that are called strikes, and I think it'll be for the betterment of the game. So I'm looking forward to that. We had one umpire in spring training this year, one plate umpire, who had five challenges, and four of the challenges were overturned. So he had a bad day that afternoon. And I think the other umpires took note that I think they're going to have to really sharpen up their strike zone ball strike calling, because that technology will show them up right away. The fans really get into it.
Do you guys think, though, that this might be like the first nail in the coffin of human umpires in general? I mean, if they can do this with balls and strikes, I'm sure they could do this with other plays involved with the umpires. I mean, do we think that?
No, I think they want to keep the human element. That's a major part of the sport. We love technology, but that's going too far.
Yeah, let's not invite AI all the way in, right?
Yeah.
There's so many missed calls today. I mean, we have a lady umpire now. I think that's probably a good thing for the game. But, the umpiring, especially behind the home plate, has to improve. And I would really appreciate it if they would leave their attitude at the door. I think they are just a major pain in the game today with the amount of tolerance that they limit to basically nothing. Somebody even looks at you funny, you're gone.
Well, it's written into the rule book now. That they are allowed to stand for only so much conversation about balls and strikes, and they have the right to kick a player out or a manager or a coach. But it's in the rule book, so they know that part of the rule book pretty well.
Well, they sure do, and I'm not so sure for that. That's for the best of the game either. But I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other rule changes. You know, we've got a bigger base today. We've got the phantom runner at second base for extra inning games, but we don't employ that during the playoffs. We have the pitch clock. Give me your thoughts on those.
Love the pitch clock, and I like having the runner at second base at the beginning of extra innings. That automatically brings strategy into the game, although a lot of teams don't seemingly use what seems to make sense and bunt the runner over. A lot of teams don't do that because guys don't know how to bunt. And so you can't ask a player to do something that he doesn't know how to do. I don't know why they don't use it in the postseason, but I guess the television revenue might have something to do with that. But from what I understand, it's the players who said, yeah, we still want that so-called ghost runner at second base in extra innings. The players advocated for that, or the players' union.
Wow.
So I'm not surprised. It shortens games. I think the games under 3 hours now are a regular thing, whereas before they passed the rules, games over 3 hours was also a regular thing, and that was kind of bringing down the product.
Well, I am actually surprised. You know more about it than I do as far as the players wanting the Phantom Runner. I thought that they might be in reverse of that. I'm not a big fan of it because I think it's a cheap victory. I think it's these games are too important. According to the metrics that I was given, every team plays on average 10 extra inning games a year. 10%. So that's 16 games. And with all the teams that are vying for wild card spots, to give them a cookie and have a cheap victory, a broken bat single, they didn't earn it. The game's over. If it's important during the season, then why don't they have it in the postseason? That's the part that bothers me too. One or the other. It shouldn't be, to me, a time-saving move. It just shouldn't be. The games are too important. You work nine innings very hard, and then, you know, one little thing out there, you gave them a cookie to get started. And you're right. The strategy does ask you to play strategy, but most of these guys don't play strategy. They're not going to want the guy over. You know, it's too easy.
Yeah.
You know, it really is too easy. They should be able to have somebody handle the bat and be able to put them up there and bunt, get the game over with, win it the right way, and go home.
Well, that goes back to organizational development in terms of teaching that sort of thing in the minor leagues. Because now, even in the high school and college level, I don't think bunting is really stressed or hitting behind the runner. Or when teams are still overshifted, although they can't have the kind of shifts they had before,
right.
Even when they load up the right side of the infield and have the shortstop playing right over second base and the third baseman is the only one on the left side, guys don't take advantage of that. They still try to pull the ball, even though the left side of the infield is wide open, and they could drop a bunt or just direct a little weak ground ball to that left side of the infield for a right-handed hitter.
Yeah, well,
And get a base hit, but that's not where they don't get paid for that sort of thing. I guess is what a lot of guys say.
Well, I think you've hit that pretty much on the head. You know, they've told them what's important, and you know, it was pretty obvious here. I think a couple of years ago, where you had the shift, the big shift, which I didn't like at all, and you're taught to pitch and play to the defense, right? So you're going to get balls on the inside part of the plate. You can't use the outer half of the plate. And then after a prolonged period of having guys not take the ball the other way or try to go the other way to beat the defense, they started pitching them on the outside part of the plate because they knew that they were not going to hit the ball the other way. So anytime that you limit your pitcher to pitching with half the plate, then he can't use his whole repertoire. He can't go in and out. He can't go up and down. He's got to pitch this. But they started getting confident that they could use the whole plate, even with the shift. And I was surprised at the fact that major league hitters, some of them, couldn't go the other way. You know, as far as moving the ball, moving your runner over, hitting behind the runner, bunting, hitting and run, whatever, all obsolete, all obsolete. And it's unfortunate.
I was reading Bill Shaken's column the other day about the fact that it looks as though Freddie Freeman is going to be the only 300 hitter in the National League this year.
Very possible.
And the 300 hitter has just gone the way of the dodo bird, I guess, is that old term. But yeah, it was also pointed out in that column and something that you didn't have to deal with. How many 100-mile-per-hour pitchers did you ever face other than Nolan Ryan and maybe a couple others in your career? Whereas right now, almost every team has three or four guys in their bullpen who can throw 100.
Yes, I agree. I don't recall that many guys throwing that hard. And some of the other people that are involved greater than I am will tell you there's a little bit of an increase in the gun. So, you know,
That's why I think, too, that you're seeing all those missed calls, too, now rather than, you know, in the past, because, you know, the velocity of these, it's hard to.
Oh, I agree. You can't put it all. You know, you can be a certified umpire and miss some close calls. I mean, trust me, it's not that hard to miss a ball that's this far off the plate.
At 100 miles an hour, okay? For sure.
And these guys are cranking it up there, no question about it.
Paul, we want to. We only got a couple minutes left.
Willie Davis.
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about Willie Davis. I understand that you had a special relationship.
Yeah, well, he was one of my favorite. He was the favorite Dodger player outside of Ron Say, of course.
thank you, Paul.
when I was growing up, and I was able to get one of his bats from his hitting streak. That's still the Dodger record. And I kept it for many, many years until this year, where I found out a guy named Eric Anthony, who used to play in the major leagues for many teams, including the Astros. Well, as it turns out, Willie Davis, he unbeknownst to him, actually was his father. And so I had that bat, and there was a big article written about how Eric discovered of his mother's relationship with Willie when he was with San Diego. And so I decided, you know, I've had that bat for many, many years. And, you know, it's kind of, I had it sitting around in an umbrella holder. It really wasn't mounted or anything or shown for display purposes. So I decided to contact Eric Anthony and tell him that I knew his father pretty well and had some photos of him when they had Willie Davis Day at Santa Anita Racetrack. Him and Tommy Davis and Lou Johnson came out in support of Willie Davis Day at the track. And I had some pictures taken and made some pictures. And so I contacted Eric and I said, hey, I'll send you the bat because it means more to you than it means to me. And so I did that. And I feel pretty good about that. I got my enjoyment from the bat. Now it's time to pass it along for others to enjoy and for him in particular to have in his collection for a man that he never really got a chance to know. So I sent him some photos as well of his father after his playing career was over with the Dodgers. And so I think whenever you have a chance to make somebody else's life, enrich someone else's life with the happiness that at one time brought you happiness, then I think that's a good thing to do.
All right, we're going to be right back and close things out with Paul Olden right after this message. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're about ready to wind things up with Paul. And, Paul, I want to thank you so much for sharing your stories. And the last one was very heartfelt and good for you. You've had an illustrious career up to this point. I wish you continued success. I hope that not too long in the future I can come and hear your voice at Yankee Stadium.
Well, try to get here in the next 3 or 4 years. I'm not doing 57 years like Bob Shepard did.
Good for you.
I guarantee you that.
Paul, real fast, before we wrap things up, your picks for the World Series.
Well, I have to say the Yankees and the Dodgers. I want the Yankees and Dodgers again. I always want the Yankees and Dodgers. If the Yankees aren't in it and the Dodgers are, I'm rooting for the Dodgers because that was my, you know, that was my team growing up in L.A. And so I'm not going to abandon my fandom just because I work for another team, especially if my team is not in the playoffs. Got to root for somebody, so I might as well be a team that I grew up watching.
Absolutely. Just another quick question here. Of all the great sports you've covered and called, is there a sport out there that you really want to call that you haven't called before?
Not really. No, football, basketball, baseball were my big three. And I mean, I wasn't into boxing or roller derby or wrestling or boxing or any of those other sports, lacrosse or soccer. Everything's on TV now. Tiddlywinks and dart throwing and you name it. So I'm satisfied with what I've done. I set out at age 15 to be a Major League Baseball broadcaster, and I accomplished that. It took me a while. I had an on-air audition with the White Sox when I was 21, and then didn't get another baseball job until I was 26 when I went up to Spokane. Ron and I have spent some time in Spokane and had great memories. And then I got my first Major League job in 1988 with Cleveland. So I put in my time in the minor leagues. And so I think I earned my way to where I'm my status today.
Well, there you have it. You achieved a childhood dream just like I did. There you have it, Paul Oldham. Thanks for joining us, Paul. Be well.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Very good. And that's another wrap-up for We'll See About That. See you next weekend.